into the garbage, you flyboy!
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Hi, and welcome to this week's Trash Compactor podcast, Star Wars from a Certain Point of View. I'm MC.
I'm Sarah.
We are 4 days away from The Rise of Skywalker.
Five?
Yeah, I think 5 days until it officially comes out, but we're seeing it in 4 days.
Is it really 4 days?
Yeah, because
we're recording this on Saturday.
We're recording this on Saturday, but I was...
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5 days.
Yeah, you're breaking the fourth wall because we're posting this on Monday.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by Monday, it's going to be like 3.5 days.
3.5 days, okay. Anyways, we are less than a week. Let's put it like that. We are less than a week.
Yeah, yesterday I kind of woke up and went, oh, holy shit, at this point we will have seen it next week.
Yeah.
Which was just such a scary thought.
I did think yesterday, I was like, oh, I should probably talk to Sarah about when we're going to be able to do our reaction podcast, because we are going to want to do that on Friday.
Yeah, I can't do it Thursday night.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even going to be here. I'm traveling 3 hours to go visit my brother to go see it together, because we've seen all of the other Star Wars movies together in theater. So now he's moved far away, so I need to go visit him overnight.
So Friday at some point.
But cool. Yes, we are very close to the movie coming out. We're getting the barrage of promotion. They said that we had the last trailer, but we're getting a bunch of TV spots, which I think you've been staying away from them.
Generally, yes.
I've mostly stayed away from them. I've seen a couple of them, but there's also been a ton of interviews and stuff, and every once in a while I will watch one of those, depending on what the preview of it is. I did actually see a very good one today, which I'll probably link to. And I think based off of one that they did for the last movie, it was Josh Gad trying to get stuff from Daisy Ridley.
Oh, those were cute last time.
They did another one, and it was really good because they got a whole bunch of different people to ask questions, and we're talking like Salma Hayek, Tony Hale, and Pedro Pascal was in there.
Oh, nice. I'll have to watch it afterwards.
Yeah, and Alan Tudyk, and Diego Luna. Yeah.
Nice.
They had both of them together, so it's like, oh god, they just like pulled everyone from like that was on the Disney lot at the time, I'm guessing.
That sounds about right.
But yeah, very, very cute. I quite liked it. And J.J. Abrams coming in at one point and going, stay strong, Daisy.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's how we all feel right now.
Of course, the funniest one was Tom Holland, because we all know with Tom Holland and spoilers.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Anyways, so this is our last podcast before we have seen the movie that we've been waiting for 2 years.
Yeah.
Or have we been...
42 years?
Yeah, like, this is it. Like, because George Lucas was always... Well, sometimes it was 12, but I think 9 was, like, the most that he always tended to talk about. So...
Whatever number of years, this is... It's the end of an era.
This is the end of an era. The end of the Skywalker saga. Been having so much buildup, but we are talking about one of the biggest elements to come out of the sequel trilogy, something that's very controversial, and something that we have never talked about before.
Nope, not at all.
I don't have any videos on this on my YouTube channel. We are talking about Bendemption.
Woo! So MC has got really strong feelings about this. I have no real feelings about it.
Which is what I think makes this an interesting combination. Probably the only thing that could have made it a little more well-rounded is if we had somebody completely on the opposite side. But I gotta be honest, I don't know anybody who's completely on the opposite side.
I'm sure I do, but I don't know who it would be. I think odds are I would know someone.
I mean, probably, but so many of the people I know on or that I have seen online that are completely against the idea of Bendemption are not people that... I mean, I'm not saying anything against their character, but we're just not compatible as friends.
Just a different type of fan.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it, just not our little corner of the universe.
Now, for those of you who do not know, what Bendemption is the idea that Kylo Ren will be redeemed. That one of the major cruxes of the sequel trilogy is the idea of Kylo Ren being redeemed into Ben Solo. I am extremely for it. And as Sarah said, that she's, you're not against it, but.
I am not against it. I think it's too easy. My preference is if it's going to happen, it needs to not go along with death.
Yes.
I think redemption in the form of dying for the resistance is too simple. And Darth Vader's already done it.
I entirely agree with that.
So if we got to see him redeemed and then had to deal with his actions, I am so for that.
So there's really two issues to talk about with this. And that is why he will be and what the fallout would be for Ben being redeemed. So the first thing is probably the easiest one to talk about because it's just going through the evidence. And I will not go through all of it because I've done that before. I will put a link to my video in the show notes for this. I have gone over everything, but probably the main reason why I think that Kylo Ren is going to be redeemed into Ben Solo is because this is a Star Wars movie. Star Wars has always been about redemption.
True.
And the other big part of it doesn't have to do with what Ben or Kylo deserves. It has to do with Leia. And that I firmly believe that Leia is going to survive this trilogy.
Oh, me too.
And she has lost everything.
Yeah, she deserves to not lose her son also.
I was actually thinking about it, and like, when I did my video on Bendemption, I, you know, pointed out she lost her husband, she lost her brother. And I was like, well, actually, you know, if all of this is the machinations of the Emperor, she has literally lost everything. She lost her planet. She lost her birth parents. She lost her adoptive parents. She has lost absolutely everything in her life to Emperor Palpatine. And I don't want her to also lose her son.
Right.
So that is one of the main reasons that I would like. And that's, I think, speaks to the idea of Ben not only being redeemed, but redeemed and living. Because if he's redeemed and dies, then it's still a sad ending for her.
Right. Yeah. When I told my mother the topic of this episode, she goes, of course he's going to be redeemed. It's Adam Driver. That was her entire reasoning, and I love it. I think what she actually said was, it's Adam freaking Driver. Of course he's going to be good at the end. So, and I have her permission to tell all of you this. My mother is very, very pro-Bendemption.
I love it. I do love it. And that's actually, that's not an unreasonable thing. Not even talking about the idea of beauty equals goodness, which is certainly a trope that Star Wars loves to use. But Adam Driver is a very good actor, and he's able to do a lot of different things. And I don't think that you're going to use an actor of his caliber if it's just to be a mustache-twirling villain.
Yeah, he's better than that.
And nothing that we've seen so far and that they've suggested in interviews points to that being the case. They're always talking about the conflict, and I don't think that you focus so much on the conflict if it's just for him to fully embrace being evil and become the new version of the Emperor.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah. And I have mentioned before, oh, we're gonna have The Rise of Kylo Ren coming out on Wednesday, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
That is not what I've talked about before, but
the timing on that, just going on that line, the timing on it is just too specific.
They are taking so much time to humanize Ben Solo and show exactly what happened with his downfall that it suggests to me that they want people to see him as more than the mask.
Mm-hmm. But just also that normally that kind of miniseries would come out after the movie or significantly before.
Yeah.
This one, they're doing that first issue right before.
They want to give you just that little taste, just to get you in the right mindset.
There's got to be something that ties into it.
Yeah. As I was saying, that certainly there is I think we've laid out evidence why it will happen. But probably the biggest thing is what kind of fallout would that have in the Star Wars universe and in the fandom just in general, because there is this huge divide as to whether or not he should be redeemed, will be redeemed, and...
Dot, dot, dot.
And you've said that you want him to be redeemed, but you want him to survive. But as somebody who is not super emotionally invested in it, other than him dying, is there any way that they could redeem him that you would not like?
Probably. But A, I trust them. I say that hesitantly, but I do. Mm-hmm. I trust they're going to do it right. And B, and I had a B and I've since lost it. I guess because I'm not super invested in it, as long as it's well written, I'm going to be okay with whatever the decision is.
Okay.
That wasn't my B, but since I can't think of what it was, I'm just rolling with that.
Now, one of the arguments I've seen against the idea of Ben Solo being redeemed is that he's done so many horrific things that why anybody would forgive him for everything he did. And I think that is actually a misunderstanding as to what redemption is.
Yeah, it's not forgiveness.
Yeah, redemption is a personal thing. Like, we've actually seen this with Anakin Skywalker. Anakin Skywalker was redeemed because he turned to good, but mm-hmm. he was not forgiven.
No, and really nobody but Luke knew.
Yeah. And we can see in the book Bloodline that even 25 years later or whatever, Darth Vader is still such a hated figure that the idea of him being related to Leia ruined her career.
Right.
So, yeah, forgiveness and redemption are not the same thing. So I think that Ben Solo can be redeemed and also not forgiven.
Yeah, he could go be redeemed. And like I said, I would love to see the fallout from his actions. But he could also be redeemed and just disappear.
Yeah.
Run off to the unknown regions. Join the Chiss.
I think it was JJ who said it, that while this will put a bow on the Skywalker saga, that there could potentially be more after this.
Okay. Well, as long as there's anyone still living at the end, there could be more.
It does say to me that he will be redeemed and live, because if he's redeemed and died, then that story, which is a huge part of the sequel trilogy, is completely cut off. But if he's redeemed and... Because redemption, yes, you can have, like, the start of his redemption in this, but it's an ongoing process. If he lives, then he's going to constantly be trying to make up for all of the sins that he has done.
Right.
So that could be something that I could see carried on through books, through comics, mm-hmm. through whatever medium they decide to do it. Even if they're not doing any more Skywalker Saga movies, you know it's not going to be the end of these characters.
Right.
It's too rich for them to not continue with that.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, we already know that they're going to be continuing with that, because if they were ending the Skywalker saga completely, they would not be filling in the gaps between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. So,
yeah, that's fair.
They'd just be like, yeah, we're done. Mm-hmm. It's the end of the Skywalker saga in the movies actually opens things up incredibly in the books and in the comics. That's when we start to get into the
details.
But then I was hesitating on it. But like with Legends, how Legends carried on everything through the books, mm-hmm. and you were able to expand on absolutely everything because you are no longer confined by a 2.5 hour movie and having all of these actors to perform all of this stuff. Suddenly, right,
you're not limited by spoilers either.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that we could see like the start of his redemption, and then it will continue on in other media, which is a far more interesting thing for me than to have him be redeemed and then die, or to have him stay unredeemed and then die. Death is too final.
Yeah, I know I said it before, but death is too easy.
Yeah. And like you said, we've already seen that. That's what happened with Vader.
Right. I don't want to see it again.
Yeah. And I think that Ben has...
more complexity than Vader did?
Well, yeah. I think he has also more to lose. Because Vader basically had nothing. I mean, he had his two children who didn't know he existed. Mm-hmm. And had no relationship with him. But Ben Solo has his mother. And he... Okay, I'm not talking...
Go ahead.
He has Rey.
Yeah, I know. If you didn't say it, I was going to. And I'm not even into it.
Yeah. And I mean, even if... You're not addressing it from a romantic standpoint. There is certainly a connection between these two characters. Mm-hmm. And also possibly romance. Like that's just, it's just, it
could happen.
It is an extreme possibility.
Yeah. We're not getting into Raylo today.
No, we are not. That is the Raylo version of this episode.
Yeah, that will be its own episode at some point. It will not be this one.
It will certainly be very interesting to address once we have the big picture, the full picture of what the movies are.
Right. Yeah, we thought about doing it for one of our shipping episodes. And then realize it kind of needs its own big thing.
Yeah.
So it'll happen at some point once we have the full story.
Yeah. Once we can lay out the entire history of it.
This one we thought would be more interesting not knowing the end.
But instead we decided to do this episode on Bendemption. And I'm also interested in... I mean, like, anybody who has read my story knows that I'm interested in the interactions of Ben Solo with all of the characters. Mm-hmm. Because certainly I love writing him. I love writing Ben with Poe because they've got like this weird kind of like parallel.
Not brother thing.
Yeah. They're this weird, like not sibling, but also kind of thing. You know, both of these rebel kids, both with very strong connections with Leia, where mm-hmm. Poe is kind of been adopted by Leia as like the son figure. Mm-hmm. And also, they're both great pilots, and both got wonderful hair.
True.
We've also got him with Finn. They could have a very interesting dynamic together, mm-hmm. where they've both were with the First Order, and then are not.
Right.
But still coming from very different perspectives on it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I just think there's such a wealth of ways that, you know, would be a lot more interesting to have Ben going for redemption. I don't even know if there's much more to say. Like, I do think if he is redeemed, there is going to be a okay, wait, do you know what? It's Star Wars. No matter what happens, there is going to be a huge section of people who is not happy with what happens.
Oh, in the fandom, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the fandom's either going to implode or explode, and it's going to happen regardless of what happens.
Yeah. I mean, there were people who were upset at the end of Revenge of the Sith, and we knew exactly what was going to happen in the end of Revenge of the Sith.
There are people that hate Baby Yoda.
So people have no soul.
I love Star Wars fandom, but it's a little extreme sometimes. Yeah.
There's a reason why you try to stay out of the fandom as much as possible.
Yeah, it is. I will talk Star Wars with people in person any day, any week, however long you want. But I do tend to avoid it online.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that if Ben Solo is redeemed, there's going to be this huge section of people who are just so unhappy with it. You know, they'll think that he didn't deserve it, mm-hmm. that it's the worst decision that they made since Jar Jar Binks. And if he's not redeemed, I think it's going to be just as big.
Yeah. And on the flip side, whichever happens, the other side is going to go, haha, we told you.
Yeah.
Dang, Star Wars fandoms is full of 5-year-olds.
Yeah. Now, do I think that Ben's going to get a happy ending? That's something that's actually a lot more up for debate. Like, even if he lives. I mean, okay, I'm going to mention Braylo, like, one more second. I do not think that Ben Solo is going to come back to the light side and the movie will end with him marrying Rey and he'll be happy forever. That's not happening.
I hope not. That one I can say. I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah. I do not think that ending is going to happen. I think that he is going to end the movie redeemed, but still with a long way he has to go to actually become a person again.
Yeah. No, that's... I got it. Kind of a fade to black ending.
Yeah. I mean, even when you look at Return of the Jedi... you know, with all of the Ewoks dancing and everything, it's still a bittersweet ending.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, the Empire is destroyed, but it was happy, but it wasn't, like, fully happy. And I don't think any of the Star Wars movies have, you know, there's always been hope. And, like, that's the thing that we've always talked about. Star Wars is a movie about hope. And so it will end on a hopeful note. And that hopeful note's going to be that, you know, Ben Solo is redeemed. And we hope that he can find peace somewhere down the line. But he's not going to be at peace at the end of this.
I like that.
That's kind of what I'm hoping for in this movie.
I'm just kind of hoping that Poe gets a chance to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what hit me when we were talking before. And going, yeah. Yep, if that's the only scene I get in terms of Bendemption, I am happy.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna, like, hesitate on that for a moment, but then I've realized I've had Poe punch Ben in the face several times, so that is certainly something that I enjoy.
I just want Poe to go, you're a fucking idiot, swing.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of, if it doesn't happen, like, what my reaction's gonna be. Because certainly I've been very firm in my belief that it is going to happen. I mean, like, part of me says in my heart that I would like to be able to just shrug and be like, well, I guess the movie did explain it.
Okay.
But I can't see how the movie's going to be able to explain that.
Okay.
But maybe I've interpreted things wrong. I don't know. That's happened before. Look at all of my theories about Harry Potter before the last book came out.
Okay. Yeah, and like I said, I'll be happy either way.
As long as
it's a good movie.
Yeah. So this is going to be an interesting thing to look back on. Now, we are going to be doing a reaction episode with our gut reactions to the movie on Friday.
Right.
And I'll probably, you know, we're both seeing it on Thursday night and sometime on Friday afternoon after I get back from London and you are available. Then we'll talk about just off the cuff, like, what our first feelings on it are, because we'll only have seen it once at that point, because I'm not going to see it again on Friday.
I don't have plans to, but that doesn't mean I won't.
I mean, I say that too, honestly.
Because I have a history of waking up in the morning, checking to see if there are seats available, and going to it.
Yeah, that is the thing. Like, if there are seats available, and there is a theater near me that usually has stuff still available. Like, when I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to actually get down to see it with my brother, I was looking the other day, and there's still a ton of seats available. So and that was on Thursday, the Thursday right. showing of it. So I don't even know what things would be like on Friday. But Saturday is honestly more likely for me to see it again.
Yeah, and I may have another friend in town that wants to see it with someone. So, but that's not a definite plan yet.
Yeah. But so we'll have our reaction, which is going to be our first thoughts. But our January episode is going to be on a more in-depth look at our feelings on the movie, because you always have certain thoughts that happen on your first viewing of it. But after you see it a couple of more times, things kind of, you're able to accept things more because you understand things better because
what you mean. It's when I saw Last Jedi, if we had recorded that night, I probably would have just sat there stunned.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how I felt about it. And the more I saw it, the more I loved it.
Yeah.
So it's just letting the movie soak in.
You need to process.
Yes.
Yeah, and certainly by then we'll have seen it a couple of times. And for the round table, we'll probably try to get a couple more people in on it so that it's not just us talking about it, because there are plenty of people who have opinions on this movie. And I think some of our other co-hosts who have not been on for a while, they've been kind of avoiding Star Wars until The Rise of Skywalker came out. They're probably going to have a lot of opinions once it finally does.
Right. And we could always bring Ken back on.
Oh, we would love to have Ken back on. That We've actually fun. Already been talking to him about having Ken back on. So, you guys, if you want to hear Ken on the podcast again, you know, tweet at us or, you know, leave comments on the video, on both us on YouTube, on everything. You leave it on everything. Hashtag bring Ken back. Let's get that going. Anyways, so we've talked just about long enough, and I think people, there's so much stuff to get people hyped right now. So, you know, go off, go see the movie, enjoy it, and we will see you guys again at the end of the week. So, until then, may the force be with you.
This is the way.